Good morning. Thanks for sharing this part of your day with us. Well, the power is almost all the way back on in Jasper County. According to the Alliant Energy outage page, there are still 272 Alliant Energy customers in Jasper County without power this morning. In the 50208 zip code of Newton, there's 200. But yesterday at this time, there were over 2,400 without power in the county and over 2,000 in the 50208 zip codes. Progress has been made. Good things that have come out of the storm last week were talked about by county officials during yesterday's County Board of Supervisors meeting.
I think it's kind of been an outstanding time, a lot of citizens stepping up and helping each other out. I mean, outside volunteers coming in with whatever assets that they can. It was a trying time, but I think it's kind of bringing out the best of us again.
That is Brandon Tolsma, chair of the County Board of Supervisors. Sheriff John Halfordy also brought up what he considers the positive highlights of the storm and its aftermath.
I think we have great leadership here, not just in this room, but some of our local elected officials. We don't always agree, but we came together. And the fact that we had no fatalities, and as far as I know, no major injuries, we may have had a broken bone or two.
The sheriff commended the cities of Colfax and Altoona and the Iowa Department of Transportation, saying they were huge assets in providing equipment and manpower for the recovery effort in northwest part of the county. And the sheriff says the military lent the county six generators that were used in different communities as well. Volunteers still needed to help clean up throughout the county and in Newton. United Way of Jasper County, Jasper County Emergency Management Agency are coordinating those efforts. And every morning at this hour, 8 a.m. at Aurora Park, those who are able to volunteer and would like to are asked to meet. They'll be given assignments to help clean up storm debris and tree debris from homes of the elderly and disabled at that point in time. So again, Aurora Park, the skate park area of Aurora Park in Newton, 8 a.m. if you want to volunteer. Now, if you need assistance, if you're elderly or disabled, the number to call to get on the list, 641-521-2034, 641-521-2034. Today was going to be the first day of the 2020-2021 school year in Colfax Mingo, but then the derecho came along a week ago Monday, caused a lot of damage and left thousands of people out of power locally and statewide. So Colfax Mingo now holding their first classes for the new year this coming Monday. The district's return to learn plan includes in-person learning at schools 5 days per week. Both teachers and students will wear face coverings in school and on buses. Parents and guardians do have the option to enroll their children in a 100% remote or off-site learning. Superintendent Eric Anderson says the school board tweaked that option this past Monday night, and more parents and guardians may choose it.
Right now, we're at approximately 14%, and I say approximately because we've adjusted a little bit some of the expectations, and we expect maybe a few more people to possibly consider that.
If the Colfax Mingo School District has to go to a hybrid of on-site and remote virtual learning because of the COVID-19 outbreak, half the students would attend school every other day. And going back to cleanup efforts in the city of Newton, due to the city crews being out picking up tree debris, the parks are closed until further notice. City crews have not been able to get into the parks yet and to pick up the debris, so you're asked to stay out of the parks, Westwood Golf Course, Newton Dog Park, Maytag Park, Woodland Park, etc., until they are able to get in there and do the cleanup. They will notify everyone when the park system is back open. That is your KCOB News this hour. I'm Randy Van.